The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Well, guess what? Dan is here live and direct in the studio this week. Nice to have Dan back here. Hey, Dan, this time Tuesday didn't come around quite, although you were on the radio last week. It was a replay of one of your earlier shows.
Yes, it was. I am glad to be back, AJ. Thank you so much.
Well, good to have you.
I had a conflict that I had an appointment that was out of the office, and unfortunately, the appointment ended a little bit later than
planned.
I was planning on, and then on the way back, and then on the way here, I got stuck in traffic because of an overturned vehicle.
Ooh.
And so that's when I was like, well, I'm just not going to make it on time.
Oh, that's why we got the word. Okay.
Yeah. That's when I reached out to Alexis and said, hey, I'm not going to make it. Please run a best of.
Well, and now if you're listening to Dan the Insurance Man this afternoon, whether you're stuck in traffic or not, he's got some great info.
Yeah. So today, I'm going to start with a public service announcement. There's a company here in Florida, and I'm going to be naming names, and I'm going to be giving you a whole bunch of good information. But basically, this company was selling health insurance plans as if they were qualified health insurance plans. And that's how they were marketing them, but they weren't. And so when people started filing claims, of course, they weren't paying those claims because they were saying that it was not covered.
Not good.
And so they sold about $100 million worth of these insurance policies.
Wow.
That weren't really legitimate for how they were for what they were selling. So the FTC actually stepped in because the complaints got significant enough. The FTC came in and actually shut them down. So they're in receivership now. But the people who are on this particular these particular insurance policies, they have been provided a special enrollment period to actually enroll in an actual qualified health plan that will pay their claims.
Right, but it looks like they may not be able to recover what they've lost.
There is actually, I think, a class action lawsuit against the company as well. Yep.
Yeah,
so that they can try to recover some of their premiums that they paid.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. Again, that's a legal thing.
That's a whole nother.
A whole nother thing.
Yeah, but there is a way for them to get to a plan earlier than they might be able to without that special window.
Yes. Yeah. They actually. I'm going to go over that and kind of go over the details.
Oh, great.
Because they have until early next month to be able to actually enroll. But I've got in my notes here. I've got actually all of the information that we kind of need to go over. So, I guess we will, we'll kind of get started with that. Like I said, this is a public service announcement. So, again, there is a special enrollment period available for people who bought health insurance plans from Simple Health Plans, LLC. And they have the ability to purchase an actual qualified health plan until September 4th, 2019. So you should have, if you bought one of these plans, you should have received a notice from Health Insurance Innovations advising you of the availability of this special enrollment period. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will evaluate an individual's eligibility for this special enrollment period using Simple Health Plans enrollment information that has been provided by Health Insurance Innovations. But you're not having to, you can go through anybody to help you. And as long as they can sell you a qualified health insurance plan, and that's a question that you should be asking anybody who's going to sell you a health insurance plan. Is this a qualified health plan? And they should say yes. And a qualified health plan has the 10 essential health benefits. It should provide you with emergency room coverage. It should provide you with ambulance service. It should provide you with prescription drug coverage. It should provide you with mental health. It should provide you with maternity. And it should provide you with rehab in the event of surgery. It should provide you with hospitalization. You should be able to be checked into the hospital with this plan, with a qualified health plan. So again, there's 10 essential health benefits. They should be able to provide you a list of all those 10 essential health benefits that are in the plan. If they can't do that, then it's not a qualified health plan. In Duval County for 2019, there are four health insurance. Now, we're not talking about group health. I'm talking about just individual health insurance companies. There are only four health insurance companies that you can get a qualified health plan through. That's Florida Blue. I believe AvMed is available here in Duval County. Not through the marketplace. You can't get AvMed with a subsidy, but you can get AvMed direct from the insurance company. Florida Blue, you can get the insurance direct from the insurance company or through the federal marketplace to qualify for a subsidy. There's two other companies, Molina Healthcare and Ambetter, and both of those companies are only through the marketplace. You have to be able to qualify, or you have to go through to qualify for a subsidy or a tax credit to be able to enroll in Molina Healthcare or Ambetter. But what we are talking about is Healthy Plans LLC. And like I said, they got in trouble because they were selling plans fraudulently. They were marketing it as qualified health insurance plans, and they were not. So they got in trouble, and they're paying that price. Now, there is one thing that you need to be aware of, that the billing for the billing for Simple Health Plans LLC was done by a third party company, and that company's name is somewhere here in my notes, and let me see here, where is it, the billing for that. That's it. Okay, so Simple Health LLC are being the bill, the third party company that they hired to process their bills as a third party administrator was Health Insurance Innovations Incorporated. They are not in trouble with the FTC because all they were doing was collecting the money for Simply Health and then forwarding on that money to Simply Health, their portion of the money that was collected.
So they're handling the billing, and the Simple company is the one that's really on the hook for the whole thing.
Correct. So the third party administrator, Health Insurance Innovations, they also sent out, and I hear music. So again, they sent out information to everybody who's enrolled that they're allowed a special enrollment window or period. So if you have a question, AJ, what's the number?
Our number right here to call this afternoon, 904-831-0600. Of course, in Jacksonville, that's 831-0600. And we'll be back with Dan, the insurance man. He's got some important information to pass along all afternoon long between now and 6 o'clock. And once again, you're invited to call in here, 904-831-0600. If you have any questions on this topic or any other topic, Dan, the Insurance Man, your Tuesday afternoon special right here, WBOB.
Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
I heard about a young man who asked his employer for a raise, and the employer agreed immediately. As the young man turned to get back to work, his boss said, "By the way, your raise will become effective just as soon as you do." There's a bit of biblical truth in that story. Jesus once told a parable about two men who were promoted to greater responsibility because they had been so effective in their smaller assignments. You see, God looks for faithfulness and rewards it when he finds it. If our job is to haul the water, we ought to haul it with excellence. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's rewards on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio WBOB.
All topics insurance, you've got it covered right here with Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, go ahead.
All right, thanks AJ. All right, so we're back on the air. So I was talking about a company that was selling health insurance plans here in Florida called Simply Health Plans LLC, and they got in trouble with the Federal Trade Commission because they were marketing these health insurance plans as qualified health insurance and they were not. So they sold $100 million worth of these insurance plans, which is a lot of money. When people started filing claims, thinking that they could use it to go to the hospital and go to the doctors and getting all these things, all these procedures covered, that's when they started finding out that the plans did not cover these things, and the complaints started up. So again, if you bought one of these plans and the billing does not come in and say Simply Health LLC, the billing actually comes in and says Health Insurance Innovations Incorporated. That's the biller for this Simply Health LLC. So if you have one of these plans, you're in luck. The federal government, healthcare.gov. Has basically created a special enrollment period for you. You have until September 4th to dump this junk insurance and get a qualified healthcare plan. And if you qualify, you can also qualify for a tax credit or a subsidy. And uh, and get that plan through the federal marketplace here in Florida. So if you have any questions regarding that, give us a call here on the air, 831-0600, or you can reach out to Dan, the insurance man, off the air at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900, or you can actually reach out to me through the website, healthinsurancethomas.com. Go to the Contact Us page and click the link to send me an email, and I will be more than happy to answer your questions and see if you qualify for that SEP, that special enrollment window or period, and get you enrolled in the right plan. Even if you did not buy one of these plans and you think you may have or do you qualify for one of these special enrollment periods, reach out to me or call us here while we're on the air. Mm-hmm. And again, 831-0600, and ask your question. I'm happy to go over that information.
I certainly have one question. Now this,
sure.
Simply, what was it? What's the exact title of the company again?
According to the notice, the public service notice, Simple Health Plans LLC.
Simple Health Plans
LLC.
And so they sold $100 million worth of this coverage?
Yes.
And now the question begs, in a way, did they do anything else? Were they invented for this? I guess that's a process to be gone in as they investigate. But was this company invented just to cheat people out of their money?
The public service announcement that the Federal Trade Commission put out does not go into that. It just says it's pretty much left with that they filed a complaint because they had reason to believe that the named defendants are either violating the law or about to violate the law. It just says that the final disposition is going to be decided by the court.
Oh, I imagine.
So, wow. So the Federal Trade Commission, you know, this is actually our federal government at work.
Well, it's a good thing
to protect protect the consumer public.
That's a good thing. And
so
yeah, they now this company. It seems like I guess they're mainly a health insurance company from the title of the company. Then they don't do other types of insurance, one would think.
Well, you know, I don't know that. to be honest, I have never heard of them before. So
I wonder why.
So you know, and the Federal Trade Commission. I want to read verbatim the press release that the Federal Trade Commission actually put out on this announcement. This is like the beginning stages, even before you kind of start reading the nuts and bolts of everything. It says, and the beginning of the page, it's got the logo for the Federal Trade Commission, and then it says Federal Trade Commission protecting America's consumers, and then it says in large kind of bolded letters, consumers still paying for sham insurance products sold by Simple Health to be notified about the fraud and provided an opportunity to enroll in comprehensive health insurance plans during a special enrollment period. Agency alleges the company sold consumers worthless plans that left people uninsured. So this is the wording of the Federal Trade Commission about this Simple Health Plans LLC.
But so far, all they've really done is shut them down, which is obviously a good thing. But
yeah.
One would wonder. I mean, it seems like they would be heading for that court, and there would be some kind of a prosecution in the future.
You would hope so. They actually named, there's a U.S. District Court judge, Darren P. Gales of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida, wrote an order authorizing the notices. So it means that a federal judge told the FTC, "Yep, go ahead and create a notice to get out to the public."
Yeah.
What and then like I read that top part. So that's what they put out as a notice.
Well, I guess so, at least they warned the public about them. So they did shut them down. So those are the things we know have happened.
That's correct. And I'm sure they, you know, this company has probably hired some attorneys to defend them, and it's going to go, you know, they're going to get their day in court to try to mitigate or try to prove that they were not that they didn't do anything wrong. What they're probably going to do is they're probably going to say that the people that the independent agents that they hired to sell their product were misrepresenting it.
Okay, so they weren't. So they would get out of being intentionally defrauding people.
Correct. But I think that if they've been shut down and they've been put into receivership by the Federal Trade Commission here in the state of Florida, that the likelihood is that that may be a thin argument in court. That's not. Now, I'm not an attorney, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm just a layman. It's speculation on my part, but you know, in general, I will tell you that I would not want to lose my license to sell insurance in the state of Florida by misrepresenting what I'm selling. So,
well, it sounds like you've never dealt with this company, and that's good for your clients.
Well, yeah, but you know, again, even
but you are doing a public service once again to warn people if they actually have purchased said insurance from that company,
right?
That they do have alternatives here.
That's correct. You do have an alternative if you did buy it, or even if you've bought insurance from a company and it's not paying your claims, and you think you may have been defrauded. Reach out to me, ask me some questions. I am happy to. I'm happy to go over it with you. I'm happy to let you know what you can do by talking to that insurance company. If you think. I'll even let you know if it was sold to you as qualified health insurance and it's not paying the claims, reach out to me and we can go over the insurance you bought, and I'll let you know whether it's a qualified plan or not a qualified plan. And if it's not a qualified plan, we can go over some strategies of what you can do talking to the insurance company to see about getting your money back.
All right. Wow. That's
so
very good.
You know, so I'm going to move on a little bit. And I see it. I see if we got a 2-minute warning. So in a minute, AJ is going to start playing music.
Yeah, probably will.
when you guys hear the music, we've got 1 minute. So, you know, I wanted to talk about some other stuff. There's always health insurance. And, you know, here's another thing about health insurance. We are going to be moving into the open enrollment window for the 2020 health insurance plan year. Now, the plans are not out yet. They will be out probably in September. I'll start getting all of the information of what these plans look like, and be able to kind of talk about what some of these changes are going to look like. Medicare open enrollment begins October 15th, and then if you're under the age of 65, the open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act is beginning November 1st. So again, you know, I'm going to be going over some of the plans as soon as that information comes out. We're going to start going over some of the changes that people are going to be seeing in 2020 for their health insurance plans. What I can tell you is that it's looking like the deductibles and the out-of-pocket maximums are moving higher. So that's something that you should
be
prepared for.
Seems to
be
the trend
for
over the last few years, doesn't it?
It does. And there's a reason for that. And and we could go over that when I'm talking to you about those changes. So I got 30 seconds. So, you know, when we come back from the mid-show break, I'm going to kind of pick up on some home insurance changes. There's a new plan out there, and so again, see you on the other side.
Talk radio AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says his administration is looking at a variety of tax cut proposals, but not as a response to a potential recession. He says, quote, "I'm looking at that all the time anyway," unquote. Mr. Trump talked about the economy and trade with China during a meeting in the Oval Office with the president of Romania. Officials say at least 2,300 people, mostly young men, have been detained in Indian-administered Kashmir after New Delhi stripped the disputed region of statehood. The region has been under a security lockdown and communications blackout that was imposed August 5th to curtail unrest. The information comes from three high-ranking police officials and arrest statistics reviewed by the Associated Press. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 173 points to 25,962. The NASDAQ dropped 54, the S&P lower by 23. More details at srnnews.com.
Jacksonville Radio News, I'm Nikki Whaley. A multi-car crash left at least five people seriously injured yesterday afternoon in Westside. According to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, the accident happened on Normandy Boulevard and Manning Cemetery Road. State troopers said that the crash involved four vehicles. Now, the roadway was closed for a little while yesterday. Still no word on what caused the accident. The man charged with DUI manslaughter in the deadly fiery crash on I-295 back in April is behind bars. A felony warrant for the arrest of 36-year-old Joshua Anderson was issued on Wednesday. He's been charged with DUI manslaughter, vehicular homicide, leaving the scene of a crash involving death, two counts of DUI property damage, and resisting law enforcement. And Jacksonville City Council member Garrett Dennis is asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate high-ranking members of Mayor Lenny Curry's staff. Councilmember Dennis is alleging possible fraud. The mayor's office has denied any wrongdoing. That's Jacksonville Radio News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing slowdowns because of an accident on I-95 at the southbound ramp from Southside Boulevard. Also, another accident on I-95 southbound beyond US 1 Phillips Highway. And there's a crash on I-95 northbound just before Union Street near downtown. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny. High 91.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riche Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riche Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riche Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riche Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riche Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riche Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And that number to ask Dan, the Insurance Man, about any type of insurance or any insurance question, 904-831-0600. Once again, here's Dan, the Insurance Man.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. All right, guys. So if you're interested in reaching out, you can always reach out to us on the air, or you can reach out to me off the air at 904-730-3900. That's 730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. You can also go to the healthinsurancethomas.com website, go to Contact Us, and you can find my information and click the link and shoot me an email as well. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some homeowners insurance. There's a new company that is available. Well, actually, it's a new product from a homeowners insurance company, and that this particular homeowners policy, this product that they've come out with, it's really good. It has some great features. You can have personal liability of up to $1 million. Typically, that's capped at around $500,000 for most homeowners insurance policies. Animal liability is up to the personal liability, can go up to the personal liability limit of the policy, so that can be up to $1 million. You know, there's a big thing with swimming pools that if you have a diving board or a pool slide, the most homeowner insurance companies will not cover that, and they'll decline to write the policy. This particular product will cover a diving board or a slide on the pool for up to $100,000, which is better than zero. If you have a trampoline at your home, again, they will cover a trampoline for up to $100,000 of personal liability. Most insurance companies out there will decline to write a trampoline. Some of them will let you keep the trampoline, but they'll exclude it from from your personal liability. But most, I want to say, probably about nine out of ten will typically say you got to get rid of the trampoline or we won't write the insurance policy. About 10% of the companies out there, one out of 10, will tell you, yeah, you can keep the trampoline, but we won't actually provide any liability insurance for it. But here's a product from one of these companies that actually will actually cover a trampoline for up to $100,000 of personal liability. The other nice thing they do is by adding an endorsement to the policy, an endorsement's also known as a rider, you can actually waive any deductible for any damage to your home from what's known as the all other perils deductible. So not a named storm. So if it's a tropical storm or a hurricane and it's got a name, the hurricane deductible will still apply. But if it's damage from anything else, that falls under the all other perils deductible, and you can actually buy an endorsement that removes that deductible for dollar amounts over a certain amount of money. You can have extended replacement cost, so up to 50% of the dwelling. So if you have a $1 million home, you can have up to $500,000 of personal contents. You can schedule your personal property up to $1 million, and then you can have blanket jewelry is available up to $50,000. So that means that if you own several pieces and they total $50,000. As a combined limit for like 7, 8, maybe 10 pieces of jewelry. Maybe you got 10 pieces of jewelry and they're worth about $5,000 each. Well, guess what? You don't actually have to buy an endorsement to schedule those 10 pieces of jewelry and put them on an endorsement. You can just cover it under this blanket. They just provide you a blanket jewelry available for up to $50,000. So those 10 pieces worth $5,000 a piece are all covered in the event something happens, no questions asked. Landscaping, they'll provide you 5% of the dwelling. So, you know, if you have a $1 million home, $50,000 will cover any landscaping damage because of a storm or something like that might happen. So there's a great, so, you know, and here's another thing that they have. Let's say you have a swimming pool. You have to have, most people have a screen enclosure on their swimming pool. Most companies limit that enclosure to $20,000, $25,000, maybe $30,000, depending on the company. This company on this particular product has no limitation on the enclosure. So if you spent $50,000 or $100,000 on the enclosure, the policy will cover that enclosure as part of the value of the home. The pool is as well. So it's a great product. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call, 831-0600. You can also add private flood insurance on the property, up to $5 million, depending on the to match the home is worth. So you got a $1 million home, you can get $1 million worth of flood insurance. It's a private endorsement on the policy. So that means that your personal contents are also covered at replacement value for up to $1 million as well.
Which is a big advantage, that's for sure.
Which is. If you go
catastrophic storm.
That's right. If you go through if you go through FEMA for the National Flood Insurance Program, the home is always covered as a replacement value, but your personal contents, they have FEMA has a very I want to say unique way of determining the value of your personal contents on their flood insurance. It's kind of a hybrid. They call it actual cash value.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the ability to appeal whatever the value that they assign, that the adjuster assigns, and ask for more money so that you can get replacement value on items. Sometimes they give it, sometimes they don't. So can you get replacement value on a FEMA flood policy? Yes, you can.
But you have to fight for it.
But you've got to fight for it.
So it might take a little longer to recover those expenses.
Correct. Whereas on a private flood insurance policy, the contents are always written as replacement value, not actual cash.
One thing that kind of comes to mind now, if during one of these storms, and we're getting into the peak of the season in the next, 5-6 weeks here.
That's correct.
And now if, you know, the flood, most people know that have been homeowners knows that flood insurance and flooding is not covered by your regular homeowner's insurance, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, how can you determine, part of your roof got swept away in a hurricane, for instance, and your house gets, you know, there's a lot of rain associated. It may be a naive question, but how do they determine if it was a flood or rainwater? Is it just investigator go out?
Well, yeah, so here's the thing. So if a hurricane comes by and blows a piece of your roof off, and the water's leaking in from an area of the roof where the shingles have gotten blown off, or a tree branch has been blown through and it's knocked a hole in your roof.
Right, so the water should be more dense in that area.
Right, so that is not considered a flood. Okay. That is water that has entered your home because of storm damage to the roof.
It was breached in another way. So,
correct.
So that would be covered.
So that is covered under your homeowners. What's not covered under your homeowners is the creek in your in your backyard overflows, and the water comes in through from underneath the doors.
Right.
And flows.
And plus,
up the
they
wall.
Can usually see the lines of the water.
Correct.
Coming up on the side, inside and outside the building, so that's the evidence is there.
Correct.
Okay.
So at that point, that's a flood, and then the insurance company says, "Oh no, we don't have that coverage."
Right.
Now, the benefit of getting private flood insurance is when you bind that policy and you say, "Hey, I want to start it August 30th." It starts August 30th with a FEMA National Flood Insurance policy. There's a 30-day wait. So you pay for it on August 30th, and you got to wait 30 days before you're actually covered.
Mm. Wow.
So and
plan ahead.
Yep. So again, you got a question for us? 904-831-0600.
We'll be back with Dan Dan the Insurance Man right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. and Saturday, August 24th, starting at 10 a.m., it's the Florida Prayer Conference at the Salem Center. Saturday, August 24th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, August 24th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan is back once again to give you more insurance information. And, of course, if you have any insurance question on today's topics or any other, 831-0600, that's the call-in number here at WBOB, 904-831-0600. Once again, Dan Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. All right, so we kind of went over a little bit of homeowner stuff on this new product that's out there for with some great coverage amounts and stuff. So if your homeowners is coming due and you want to find out some more information, you can reach out to me off the air, 904-730-3900, or go to healthinsurancethomas.com and go to the Contact Us page and just click the email Dan link and shoot me an email. You can also go to the online chat app on the website, again at healthinsurancethomas.com, and then you can also chat online with me as well if that's your cup of tea. So you know, there's a lot of things that you need to that you can protect. You know, you've got people own boats, motorcycles, RVs, classic cars, and I kind of gone over this before. There's all sorts of ways of protecting yourself. If you own a classic car, you know you need to make sure that insuring it, even if it's a boat or a motorcycle. This is actually the right way to insure a classic vehicle. So whether it's a boat, a motorcycle, an RV, a travel trailer, anything along those lines, you can insure it. The right way to insure these type of things is to make sure that you're insuring it for one of four ways. You can insure it for actual cash value. So that means that the insurance company, if you insure something and it's got a $10,000 value when you buy it, you can insure it for the actual cash value, which means that the insurance company is going to come in when something happens and they're going to deduct depreciation from the item. So maybe what you bought for $10,000, you only recover $6,000 when whatever happens to it, whenever the accident happens to it.
Now, if it's a classic auto, which sometimes increases in value, is that a separate type of coverage?
It is not. So if you're insuring it, so let's say you buy a classic car and or boat or motorcycle, whatever the case might be, and I'll use a 1966 Ford Mustang convertible.
That'd be nice.
Okay. So when I was younger and in high school, you could buy one of those cars for $5,000.
Yep.
Okay.
That was new, folks.
Well, not new, because we're talking 66. We're talking in 1966, and I was in high school in the 80s.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's right. Well,
so
they weren't
brand new.
That expensive back in the day, after they were sold new. All right.
That's true.
I was thinking, because you probably actually could have bought it about $2,500 new.
Correct.
At the time. All right.
So I mean, even from a classic standpoint, people were buying them and fixing them up and using them as their normal cars.
Right.
Okay. So you could buy one for about $5,000, maybe $4,500, maybe a little less, $4,000, $5,000. Okay. Well, now we're talking 80. We're talking almost 40 years later.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that same car that I could have bought or anybody could have bought for $4,000 to $5,000, let's call it $5,000, is now running $55,000 to $60,000, between $50,000 and $60,000.
This is in pristine condition.
Yes, yeah. This is in a pristine condition. You know, totally
restored,
painted, everything. So, if you bought that car for $5,000 and you said, "I'm going to take an insurance policy out for the actual cash value," now the value has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now there's still depreciation. It's still a 50-year-old car.
Okay.
So you may not get the full value of that car, even though it's a classic and it's worth a lot more money on actual cash value. You may not get that. You're not going to get that full value. They're still going to take depreciation.
Right. So if
on it,
something happens to your classic baby besides a lot of tears, then
right.
You might not quite get the entire value back.
Right. So the other way is a better way, depending on how you want to insure it, would be a stated value.
Okay.
And that means that you are saying, well, hey, this car is worth $25,000 to me. I bought it for $5,000, but I fixed it up. I would want to get $25,000 or $50,000, because now you've fixed it up, you've owned it, and the car, you could sell it now for $50,000 or $60,000. And you say, well, hey, I want a stated value of $50,000 on this car. So if something happens to it, I get my money. I get my $50,000.
Now, this may be a little more expensive, I would say, than the other type.
Correct. That is correct. So so here's how. So now, stated value is that the insurer only has to pay up to the stated value, and they're allowed to pay the lesser of the stated value or the actual cash value less any deductible.
Okay, I think you lost me somewhere there, but they do have some ins and outs there.
There are some ins and outs. So there are some clauses where the insurance company can say, well, yeah, I know you were insuring this for $50,000, but it wasn't worth $50,000. It was only worth $35,000.
In their opinion.
So we're only going to write you a check for $35,000.
Now, does the insured have any recourse on that?
Well, they could always argue with the insurance company.
See where that goes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's yet another level of insuring your classic item,
okay,
whether it's a boat, a motorcycle, an RV, whatever. You can do what's known as agreed value or guaranteed value. So now what does that mean? You're going to say, well, damn, what does that mean? Well, you can always call me 831-0600 for here on the air.
Right.
Or you can reach out to me off the air, 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. But what does that mean? It means that you and the insurance company agree on a value of your item. So if there's a covered loss, a total loss, you'll receive that full value less any deductibles.
But it has to be totaled.
Yes, has to be totaled. Some companies will require an appraisal of your item at your expense. Others will only insure the item for the book value, no negotiations. I want to say that the better companies don't necessarily require appraisals. They rely on their expertise and your opinion to determine an accurate value of your item. So what does that mean? Let's kind of, I see it for 2 minutes. Wow. So in another minute, you're going to hear music, and that's AJ telling me there's only 1 minute left. So what does that mean? So here's what it means. So companies that insure classic items, whether it's a boat, a motorcycle, an RV, a travel trailer, a car, a boat, motorcycle, whatever it is, that they have experts in this field, and they will take the pictures that you send them. They might send somebody out to view the vehicle or the item, and these experts will actually value it. They'll ask you, what have you done to this item, or what have you done to make it this value? And you can go in there and you can say, well, you know, look, I repainted it. I had the car repainted. I've had all the parts. I've had original parts. I've restored the item using original parts. Here's my receipts. This is the time and the money that I put restoring this item to get it to a $50,000 or a $60,000 value. And they'll take all of that stuff and they'll work with you and they'll say, well, hey, I think you're right. It is worth that. Or they'll come back and they'll say, well, we're not going to do that. We don't think that the market value or the market substantiates that value. This is where we see these cars selling. And so they give you that guaranteed or that stated value, but it's guaranteed. If there's a total loss, you will get that amount of money. So
great information. If you have any questions, of course, you can ask Dan anytime during on air or at his business.
Yep, at 904 Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900.
All right, Dan, we'll see you next Tuesday. It'll be here before we know it.
That's right, it will.